Welcome, everybody, to season 4 of the Great Metal Podcast. Your hosts here, the ever metal loving Shredmaster Scott, Just Pete, and the metal evangelist Luke. Here we go. Season 4, guys. Now we're switching up the format a little bit. We want to provide you guys with as much value as possible. Don't want to waste your time when you could be listening to some more metal. So we're changing the format of the show up. We want to get you guys' feedback on it. So feel free to email us, greatmetalpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up in the comments. You can send us Instagram.
If DMs. You don't email us, we'll assume you're Cardi B fans, which you don't want. You don't want.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
Just go ahead and email us.
Yeah, shoot us some emails, let us know. But we're going to switch things up a little bit. Instead, you know, what we're going to do is each episode, we're going to bring you some current news that's going on in the metal scene. We're going to talk a little bit about an interesting topic, give you guys some flesh to digest, and then maybe throw in a featured band or some entertaining memes, that kind of stuff. Maybe we'll get to interviews in this season, you know, got to get, Papa Het on here. The dream.
That would be nuts to have Papa Het, H-Field.
I don't know why he wouldn't do it.
Out of him.
Yeah. So we're going to hit it hard today. We are going to talk about potentially the biggest reason why metalheads listen to metal. And it's because of the emotions of metal. But
feelings. I have strong feelings, Luke. Does anybody else have strong feelings out there? Do you ever feel... if you're bleeding emotion from your soul.
Okay, Mr. Rogers.
The metal Mr. Rogers.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
You will Rogers. Get strong feelings checking out the show today.
Oh, yeah.
But first, let's hit the news. Breaking news. I don't know if you guys saw this. Just happened yesterday. So Tool announced their new tour legs or whatever. And they put out a really interesting bit of news. They're releasing sculptures called Fetus in Skull. And they are sculptures designed by the guy that does their artwork. Hell? And so it's a fetus. Now, they did this last year. They're real. They're sculptures.
They're sculptures. Yeah.
They did one last year around Brilliant. Christmas time. But it was a half sized. It was a little guy, and they, for whatever reason, they decided to make a full sized one. So they announced that with their tour, their upcoming tour. I don't know how many they're making, but you can get on their web store and
order
them.
What's that going to cost? 666 trill.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not even sure they've released a price yet. Boy, that's really small font. But March 24th, limited quantities available. They go on sale March 24th at noon Eastern time.
So Maynard, if you guys want, is such a crazy dude.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I'll take 6.9 copies.
It's a bizarre. So they said it's paying homage to the, 10,000 Days and the Lateralis album artwork, which I don't know. Okay. I'm not 100% sure how that all relates, but if you're a Tool fan, you probably know exactly how it relates. Wow. So, check out Tool's new Fetus in Skull sculptures. Wow.
That's
this is
a
an
wild
interesting
sculpture.
Thing. Yeah, some bands do like merch, like t-shirts and hats, posters, and Tool is doing
not
sculptures.
Maynard.
No, not Maynard.
They're real. Yeah. Real
I always
deal.
Thought those guys were just a bunch of tools. But after this, my opinion just went up.
Mean.
Our respect has risen 666%.
Yeah. I mean, 69%, really.
Okay, less
yeah. fetus involved, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay. With the fetus involved. Oh,
this
terrible. Terrible. Yeah. Okay, so let's dive in here. So here's the thing. I spend a lot of time in the metal forums on Reddit, and I consistently see things like I listen to metal because of the way it makes me feel, right? Or, you know, I listen to metal because, you know, it makes me happy when I'm sad. You know, all of this kind of stuff. It really revolves
it like
around
gives you power. Is that what it is?
Maybe that's what it is.
If you feel like you don't have any ability to change your own life, which I feel like sometimes when you listen to heavy music, you kind of get strength.
Yes.
Yeah. Metal, of course, can play on a lot of emotion, I think, which is one of its great features.
Well, so
depends on if it's 100%. Cannibal Corpse, I Come Blood, or maybe some nice, right, easy, exactly, listening Devin Townsend project.
Yeah. Right. So here's the thing. There are six primary human emotions, generally accepted. Some people say that there's nine, but the six generally accepted ones are happiness, sadness, fear, anger, surprise, and disgust. Now, here's the thing. Pop music plays on happiness and sadness. That's it. Right. They never go into fear. They never go into surprise. They don't touch.
Do they
disgust,
even go,
right,
into sadness? That's like,
well,
country.
Sure.
Country will do that.
Country. Yeah. It's like my girlfriend broke up with me.
Is there like a sexness feeling? That's Cardi B and most stuff on the charts. Just sex, pure sexness.
I would probably categorize love and sex under happiness as an emotion. But this is really interesting because it's so true. We've talked about this a lot, right? How metal covers the entire human spectrum of emotions. And it's one of the things, it's the primary reason why I just don't listen to jazz. Jazz is the least emotional. You know, when they play like a B add 92 over C 19 NR chord.
Sharp 69.
Like,
drop Z 69. Note.
It's like, whoa, that's a
that's
wild.
That's a real chord, Luke. That's an actual real chord you just named.
Well, spelling it out in my spare time. You might get like a surprise, but there is no emotion in jazz music. At least I get no emotional response. Yeah. Yeah.
Pick
jazz
and emotion.
The least emotional of all genres of music. Pop has some emotion, but you know, it's just very one-sided. But metal covers them all. So here's what I did. I started thinking about this, and I was like, I'm going to go put together a playlist of, you know, songs that exemplify each of these emotions. And then I listened to the playlist and I almost died. I almost died. I had such a rush of emotion and I was over here and then I was over there. And literally my heart started beating too hard. I was sweating like crazy. So I'm going to give you guys the playlist. Listen to this at your own risk, right? If you listen to these six songs, particularly in a row, chances are you're going to die. But let's see. Maybe you guys even know these songs, all right? So Happiness. I listened to Troll Fest, Dance Like a Pink Flamingo. That song just makes me so happy. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. You're smiling the entire time. And then I was like, well, Sadness, this is an easy one, Draconian,
do we have clips
cloud
for this or not?
I do. Do you want me to play them?
Yeah, let's go clip by clip.
All right.
Okay, let's do it. So here we go. So here is Troll Fest. See how happy this makes me. I mean,
you
come
know,
on.
What on earth did I just watch?
Horns are really, horns have that like happiness vibe to them. You know, they had some jet, like,
plus
different
horniness.
Horns in there. Yeah.
A little bit of horniness, literally.
Yeah. You can't listen to that song and not be like dancing and smiling. I mean, just like pure joy.
Band. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Troll Fest, just all pure joy. And so, but then I'm like, okay, well, let's hit up the next human emotion, sadness. And I mean, clearly it's Draconian. Here's Morphine Cloud. I mean, this guitar is crying.
Oh, I mean, the tension in the music. The first hit of the chord.
The days outnumber themselves. Cries a dream.
I mean, okay, he's that, talking
that
about
that one really hits me in the sadness spot. Happiness,
yes,
for the pink trolls. The, was
okay. There's a song called "Sunshine and Happiness" by Devin Townsend. That go listen to that. That's very happy.
yeah, there are a lot of happy metal songs, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, and you know, but that's the whole thing is like metal covers so many, all of these emotions, and it's not just like, well, this one metal song, right? Metal lives and breathes this
probably
stuff.
What it sounds like to the noob, I would think, right? Just like one sort of emotional state. But obviously, yeah, it's more dynamic than that. When you hear a new genre for the first time, you tend to think it's all the same stuff, right? Until you sort of dig deeper. What's right. number? What's the third emotion?
So fear. Now, there were a couple bands that came to mind when I was thinking about Fear Factory. Fear. No, Fear Factory. Oh, I mean, they don't really scare me. But like,
yeah, but their name like, is Fear Factory.
It's true. But I was looking for metal music that elicited fear. And for me, it's the band Portal. I don't know if you guys know the band Portal, but they're pretty big in the underground scene. This is their song Curtain. These guys, they dress terrifyingly and their music is just creepy as hell. So here's Portal.
That is like nails on a chalkboard. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's fear or cringe.
But it's like,
yeah, what is that emotion? It could definitely be fear. I mean, if you were in that actual environment and listening to that music, I'd be scared.
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy. And then, like, they're always in these costumes with giant claws and huge crooked horns.
Oh, yeah.
And Portal is a freaky
that
band.
That was wild, bro. That's black metal. Is that, you consider that black metal?
Yeah, Portal would probably be some kind of extreme black metal. Yeah.
it's not just black metal. It's extreme. Extreme church-burning black metal. Number four, emotion.
So number four is disgust. And I will tell you, love them or hate them, Cannibal Corpse and that whole cattle decapitation. There he is. The grinder himself.
The ultimate
These guys,
neck girth.
A lot of it is not.
It's been eaten by his neck.
Yeah.
No chin, no neck. It's just pyramid. But the thing is, like, most of what their music isn't disgusting so much as their lyrics are disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, this song, I Come Blood.
Song is about shooting blood from your cock. It sounds fun until it happens to you.
Now you can't really. Thankfully, you can't really understand the lyrics to most of the song.
There's always a soft spot in my soul for Cannibal. You know, those guys just make me feel
warm. That does not
inside.
Hit me on something I want to listen to, but
it's gross, right? It's just gross.
I got the disgust emotion.
It's shock value, you know, and it does work. Man, I see people wearing Cannibal Corpse shirts around like fairly frequently.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beyond,
they have a big brand.
They
and
do.
And
big necks equal big brains.
Fans.
Yeah, very passionate fans. Okay, so at this point in my metal journey through emotions, I am like not doing okay. And then I'm like, well, I got to get through anger. And of course, no band to me is more angry than Strapping Young Lad. Devin Townsend, and I've even read interviews with him where he was like, when I was in Strapping Young Lad, he's like, I was just in the worst place of my life. Drugs, alcohol. He was like, I was so mad at the world and everything. But their music is so violently angry. So here's Strapping Young Lad's Shitstorm.
Are you
that's 666 percent right there. He's giving it all.
Here's the thing about the emotion too. I think you sent the article, Luke, about with Devin, where he's like, people ask me why I don't write this anymore, and he's like, that's where I was when I wrote that. He's like, I'm not there anymore. I can't write that, right? Like, it wouldn't be honest.
People don't allow you that luxury as an artist. It sucks. It's like the Black Album from Metallica. Everyone, you know, is divided there. Like, there's a segment who likes everything before that. There's a segment who likes everything after that. But artists are dynamic, real people. We change over time. Why can we not learn this? It drives me insane.
It's true. Right. That should
I've done
be
this
obvious.
In my own, you know, career. It's like I used to be Shredmaster Scott. I'm like, I don't identify with being a shred guitar player anymore. I don't.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Just a really, really ridiculously good guitar player. I like that. Yeah, define good. You know, it's hard. All right.
Yeah. So now that one almost pushed me over the edge. And then I get to Surprise. Ooh. And the band Ne Obliviscaris, maybe.
Ooh. Imagine my surprise.
I had this one of their albums many, many years ago. Listening to these guys is like going on a roller coaster. You never have any idea what is coming next. So this song is called Painters of the Tempest Part 2. Yeah, I mean, what is going on?
Like that's like a 12-minute song. Mr. Hyde. Yeah, there's a
12-minute song, and it goes through so much stuff in there. Oh,
Avenged Sevenfold just released a new track called Nobody, and it's kind of like this.
Nobody.
And it goes through all these different moods and environments. There's a string quartet. There's a brass section. It's straight up metal. Then they take all the guitars out, and it's just keys, and you're like, whoa. Happening. Be interested to see how that sells, but I like Surprise. It's kind of like an action movie. Action movies sell the best. Action adventure. Why? Because you don't know what to expect, what's coming next, right? And we like
and it always punches you in the face. It's like a bomb goes off or somebody gets shot. You know, it's always fun surprises.
Yeah, right. It has to be that's a good point. It has to be good surprises.
Yeah. So, okay, so I will not recommend it to anybody, but if you listen to these six songs back to back, you'll probably die.
Yeah, very most dangerous.
Likely. Yeah,
dangerous. That's what we're all trying to achieve.
You'll have experienced the full range of human emotion. What's left?
Right. You just lived your entire life in six songs.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Nowhere to go but down.
What we need is you guys to email us and tell us which one of those was your favorite.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
And like, what do you
insane list that Luke put together? What is your favorite? I think Draconian was a standout for me. I like the vibes on those guys.
Oh,
like, I feel so like good. They could actually like woo a woman. Whereas the Cannibal Corpse, I'm like, probably not as easy.
So to that point, my wife, who does not really like metal, loves Draconian.
Yeah, because they're bleeding their passion, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you feel it.
No doubt.
So email us. What's the email address? GreatMetalPodcast@gmail.com, something like that.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Drop us your opinion. Yeah. We also want to know where you're coming from, too. Yeah, like, do you watch on YouTube, podcasts? What's where are you out there?
Where are you?
How are you consuming us? If you're consuming us like Cannibal Corpse, how are you consuming us? Let us know. And, you know, tell it like I imagine most of you listen to metal because of the emotional impact. Tell us about that. We want to know, why are you listening to metal? What's the best emotion to experience through metal? We want to know that stuff.
Power.
Okay.
It's power.
Now we are going to feature a band that you need to hear. You need to hear this band right now. Now, here's the thing. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend, right? Mm. Yesterday, or not yesterday, Friday, everybody probably drank some green beer. We felt it was appropriate to highlight an Irish metal band. Now, as it turns out, I only know one Irish metal band, and that's the band called Mourning Beloveth, who I've been listening to for a long time. I like Mourning Beloveth stuff. However, their recording quality is so low, it's really hard to get into. So anyway, I had to do some research. Like, what is an Irish metal band? It's like black metal quality. Yeah, they just don't have a big budget, which is a shame because they're awesome. Anyway, turns out one of the biggest Irish metal bands is this, and it's in Gaelic, so there's no possible way I'm pronouncing this right, but Mael Mórdha. M-A-E-L-M-O-R-D-H-A with all these like little, you know, accent notes. Anyway, okay. They're a metal band. It's a folk metal band with some doom influences. So I've spent the last few days listening to some of their stuff. It's pretty good. So ooh. I want you to hear it too. So this song is called Our Ancestors Dwell Here.
Man, is this land of Mothmere? What a wondrous place is this magical tear. Our ancestors dwell here in relative peace. Save the hurt caused by them, knowing how their living destroy.
There's some.
Wasn't expect the little tin whistle to come through there. A bit of a surprise.
So they sing a lot about Irish folklore, and they use a lot of traditional Irish instruments in their music, which is really cool.
That mixing was a total mess, but I appreciate what they're going. Appreciate what they're going for,
dude. The greatest tragedy in this world is not poverty; it's that metal bands have low budgets.
Well, that is a sort of poverty.
It's true. The metal bands are in poverty. Somebody,
there's no excuse for that. Like Logic Pro costs $200. Just get it, and a laptop. No, there's no excuse for that. Sorry. Sorry, Eminem. That's not going to cut it.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, Mael Mórdha. Please, if you're Irish or Gaelic, let us know how to actually pronounce that band. Because 100% I'm pronouncing it wrong.
You need to drink 69 green beers and then you'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys, that's the show. Here's the deal. You got to let us know, is this a better format? Would you rather watch and listen to this or our old format? Let us know. Let us know how you're consuming our flesh and ideas. And until next time, remember that the world ends with you. So keep it metal.